Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Heather. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Heather, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Heather, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Heather, what are you taking on the men's room poll? Eat one only for a month. Bologna, Top Ramen, Campbell's Soup, or Tofu?
Campbell's Soup, because there's so many options.
Okay, we've heard that a lot
and
today.
We have learned that
and
today.
And we have learned that, yes.
All right, Heather, here's your question. Whose hot air balloon reads State Fair Omaha on the outside?
The Omaha State Fair balloon. I don't know.
I guarantee you've seen it.
Goodyear.
The Wizard of Oz.
Goodyear.
Oh.
At the end when he floats away without Dorothy.
He's from Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Omaha.
Nebraska.
Which is in Nebraska. Yeah. That is correct.
I got you, man.
Damn.
Wait, it is. On my toes.
All right. Nah, dude, Omaha.
Yeah. Dumbass.
Yeah.
Fool.
Sorry.
Oh, damn.
Not in Washington. I'm in Seattle.
All right, your question. What organization grew out of the Hubbard Dianetic Research Foundation?
Oh, my God. Dental care. I don't know.
NASA?
The Church of Scientology.
Oh,
Hubbard.
Do you remember the Dianetics thing?
Oh, yeah. L. Ron.
L. Ron Hubbard.
The science fiction writer?
Yeah. He was a science fiction writer.
Yes, he was. Yes.
That's the thing. Then he's like, ooh, I bet you I can get people to buy into this.
And he did.
And yes, he did.
John Travolta starred.
Boy, that movie.
That's what I hear. I have not seen it, but I hear it's like one of the worst movies of all
time. I would say, listen, watch that. Do yourself a favor and watch Battlefield Earth, Battleground, whatever it is, and with John Travolta, and you will understand you've never seen a movie worse than that. No matter how bad the movie is, it is not that bad. It's so bad, it's fantastic.
I've seen a few clips of John Travolta's acting, and it's very John Travolta.
It is. I mean, it's a tour de force of suck. You know what I mean? Like, they almost put in an effort to say, how can we make the biggest steaming pile of S ever? And then they knocked it out of the park. All right. Your question, in what state would you find Delicate Arch? It's even depicted on the state's license plates.
Delicate Arch.
It's close, relatively speaking.
Ohio?
Utah, right?
Utah.
Yeah, I mean, as close as West Coast could be close.
Sure.
Yeah, Ohio's not close at all.
Yeah,
give me a nice, easy one.
Heather, you sound like a character that a cartoon character meets on a voyage somewhere, you know?
I've heard that.
You know, there it is, right there.
She's the sidekick.
Right, I met her along the way.
I put antifreeze in your drink.
That's why it's so sweet.
She's the Dory to someone's Marlin,
yeah,
I know it.
Basically, that's the vibe I'm getting here. All right, your question, what gas filled the Hindenburg airship?
It's explosive. I know that.
Is. Yes, it's very explosive.
As is proven.
My gosh.
The first one you run into.
It's the lightest element on the periodic table.
Helium.
Oh.
Hydrogen.
No, nitrogen.
Hydrogen.
Nope.
I don't think we'd have a lot of balloons at kids' parties if helium was as explosive as hydrogen.
Not when you light candles.
That would be cool, though.
Oh, so close. I knew it exploded.
Question five. Ha-ha, antifreeze. Ha-ha. Just give me 10 minutes here and you're going to drop over. Ha-ha.
Where's that life insurance policy? All right, Heather, your question. Karate, taekwondo, judo, or Muay Thai? Which was the first martial art to use the colored belts to signify rank?
Taekwondo.
Karate?
No.
Judo.
I hear the spin in. I'm hearing karate.
All right.
Dang.
Question six.
Oh.
Question number six. Actually, oddly enough, Miles talked about this extensively just yesterday. What Pacific atoll was the site of nuclear tests between 1946 and 1958?
Oh, my gosh.
Pacific what?
What Pacific atoll?
What's an atoll?
Island. Like a teeny tiny island.
What's an atoll?
It's just like a small island. Yeah. So what we were testing atomic and nuclear bombs. We would drop it on these teeny tiny islands.
An itsy bitsy teeny weeny island.
Hawaii? Is it American island?
No, we did not drop bombs on Hawaii.
Let's check this out.
I don't know. You said an island. I'm thinking America.
It would be Bikini Atoll. Bikini Atoll. But no, they did not drop it. Let's test it on Hawaii. Boom. See what they think. Oh, yeah, it works.
You guys okay?
They're angry.
Well, like maybe it's something I didn't hear about.
Do you feel irradiated?
Are your gums bleeding? All right. Your question, which planet is named after the god of the sky?
Oh, my gosh. These are hard. God of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Mars.
When in doubt.
Yeah, if you don't know, what's a funny one to name?
Uranus.
Bam. All right. There you go.
Uranus is the god of the sky.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.